Hello, fabulous radio listeners. Welcome to another fabulous, possibly the most fabulous and the most special episode of Sex Talk ever in the history of Sex Talk.
Is this the one where we finally get to talk about DJ Corey's intestinal parasite?
No, this is the one where finally you and DJ Corey kiss for the first time. I know our waiters have been listening. Our waiters have been listening for that? Listening. Could you turn down the huge feedback machine a little bit? A professional show as ever. So I'd like to introduce our listeners to the wonderful and charming Frankie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And as always, DJ Corey, and my senior co-host, Lance.
See, Frankie, I'm a little torn right now because, like, part of me wants to, like, tell you how, like, you're clearly the most beautiful, fantastically sexy guest we've ever had, and I'm serious. Part of me wants to sort of get in a catfight and scratch your eyes out because I'm usually the most beautiful person in the studio, and I'm torn because
You've been upstaged.
I've been upstaged.
I have two pieces of information in part that are key. One is that if you want to call us here, the number is 621-9728. Or if you're on campus, it's extension 89728.
And that spells WRCT.
Yes, it does spell WRCT.
Very clever.
And the second piece of information is the reason why we're so excited about having Frankie on is that she's a stripper. And we've been trying to get one on the show for a long time. And
but strangely, they've been resistant to our charms.
And finally, our begging and pleading has paid off.
And tipping.
And tipping.
It's finally paid off. And once again, thank you for coming.
And thank you. It'll be great to be here.
We're delighted. We're delighted to have you. What do you have? I don't understand what you have that I don't. I try to strip for these guys. I take off my clothes. I get nothing from them.
Well, do you strip all the way down? Because most male strippers just go down to G-string.
I go all the way down.
He did, the full Monty.
I saw some men on HBO, some black men in Philadelphia with feathers flying off theirs, running up and down the stage like flash dance with oil all over them. Mm-hmm. And I was like in awe. My eyes were popping out of my head, but it kind of grossed me out at the same time.
You're not because of the feathers or because...
No, because I'm not used to watching men strip all the way down. Oh. It was incredible.
See, well, the problem with DJ Corey is that he'll strip, but then he expects us to move him back and forth on a stretcher.
Shaking his own booty.
Instead of actually shaking his own.
Part of him would that be?
No, well, I mean, some parts of him hang off, but...
It's his whole
body.
So DJ Corey is hung well.
Well, actually, quite the opposite. I think you're a stripper, so you would. I mean, maybe you would know more than most. I think I have a small penis. I feel sort of bad about it.
That's never been scientifically validated.
No, I mean it was exceptionally cold in the studio when you finally showed us the money.
I was nervous.
Exactly.
Other than the big feet, big nose, big hands.
See, small
he
hands.
Yes, he has pretty big feet. What size shoe do you wear?
Nine.
Let me just take that question
back.
Yeah, that's not very big.
But clearly, we didn't have Frankie on the show to talk about your shoe size.
true. But
no offense. We've talked about your shoe sizes enough in previous shows. In fact, I think we devoted a whole month to it last year.
Frankie, the show's all about you.
Right.
Okay. Well, don't throw it at me all at once.
Well, I'll tell you, why don't we start where people usually start at the beginning?
The very best place to start.
Just the beginning?
Well, how did you get into this line of work?
And how long have you been dancing?
I have been dancing on and off for 8.5 years. I used to be a legal secretary / paralegal. And
is there a lot of dancing involved when you were
a paralegal? No, I usually didn't get up on the lawyer's desks and do that. But you know what? When they were all out of the office, it was fun, you know.
Really?
But I got into it a long time ago when my boyfriend threw me out of his house. Or I left. Yeah, I left. That's what it was. I have many boyfriends, so I really can't remember.
They all
anyway,
together into one big long skate.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And he wanted to take my car back, which I paid for. And I was sleeping on my girlfriend's couch, and I was miserable about not having any money. And two of the guys I was dating at the time, though they didn't know each other.
Wait, two of the guys were dating in addition to your boyfriend who threw you out? Or?
Oh, no, no. I wasn't dating him anymore. Oh. I was only making fun of him. You know, like a wonderful girlfriend that would be ex does. And they suggested I dance because they said I had the body to dance and I should do it. And it's so funny now that I've done it for so long and I'm pretty good at it and I enjoy going on stage that I said these words. I said, "Oh, how could you even suggest that? That's disgusting." And 8.5 years later, here I am.
I mean, how old were you at the time when they first?
21.
Okay. So it's not like you were 16 and shocked and offended.
No, you would have to have a fake ID to dance at 16, although I've seen a few girls with fake IDs.
Really? What's the legal limit then? 18?
18. You need to be 18 to show your breasts.
Is that in every state of our great republic, or?
I'm pretty sure that's universal around the United States.
You said you danced in Hawaii, too, right?
Yes, I have. I lived in Hawaii for a year between 96 and 97, and it was a beautiful experience, and it was an ugly experience.
Well, it's certainly a lot warmer, which probably makes it easier to...
It is. You know what? The people down there just got to me because they're just all druggies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I was just in Hawaii, but I was hanging out at a naval base.
Yeah.
So it was a different experience for me, I suspect, than it was for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it when you first started? How was it hard?
It was really awkward.
Like the first day.
The first day I ever tried out Fantasies, which is closed now. And I miss it. I miss Fantasies. It was an era for all of us. We loved working there. We loved Tony and his family, Mrs. C and Rhonda. They all worked there, and they were just great to us. I worked there for 5 years.
What made it such a good club, the home cooking?
It wasn't the home cooking, because actually the chef blew. But
okay.
we just loved it because it was, family-oriented. We had meetings once a month as to the dancers / strippers. I don't mind which word we use. I actually prefer stripper. But
stripper it is.
I just think it's funny. But Tony was so good to us. He, made all the schedules, ran the club, and we worked there forever. When I became pregnant, the sisters of him helped me out with my baby, and the waitresses helped watch my baby.
So how – up to what trimester a month were you dancing?
3.5 months, and I was kicked.
Really?
You get really sore down there, believe me.
Oh, yeah, I guess
And
so.
I would swim a lot. I would swim every day because I wanted to keep myself in shape and grease myself up everywhere. I looked at another dancer, and they had stretch marks. And they do have them on their legs, on their belly, on the sides, all over their breastuses. And I just saw every point that they had them, and I would grease myself up with Palmer's cocoa butter.
Did it work?
Balm, and it did work. I think to exercise helped.
Why would you grease yourself up?
To avoid the stretch marks.
Really? What's the? I'm curious. How does that work?
Well,
is it just you make the skin better?
It moisturizes the skin. It's kind of the idea of cocoa butter, but this is the best stuff.
Excellent.
It's wonderful. It's like a balmy cocoa butter, and I was just greasy all the time, and I felt really skanky. But you know what? I look good now. I have. No stretch marks.
Excellent. Let's have Alan work on a sponsorship deal.
A little bit of skank is, I guess, worth it for a stretch mark.
I bet you look pretty good with the grease on. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, but I always had it under my clothes because my big belly, kind of threw me off.
Well,
And
what was this called? That could be a new product for ours. What's the name of this product you said?
Palmer's cocoa butter in
Palmer's
a tub.
Cocoa
they
butter.
Have Palmer's cocoa
I
butter
like
cream, and that's pretty good too. But the Palmer's cocoa butter in a tub is like a waxy.
So you just take handfuls of that stuff out.
You take handfuls. Try to get it not under your fingernails. Get your knuckle in there in case you have long stripper fingernails. And rub it just all over. I would do it 3 times a day.
I can hear our listeners becoming erect. deep down in the studio.
I know that my customers, if they're listening to this right now, appreciate it. Because a lot of them don't know I have a baby, but my good friends at the club do. The club I presently work at.
So this was the first club you'd worked in, right?
Fantasies was the first club I tried out at.
Not to interrupt. I'm curious about the very first day. So clearly you were kind of a little bit grossed out, a little bit offended, maybe a little bit scared of
I was scared.
Dancing. So what did you do? You went to this club that you Fantasies. And
I
you
went
tried
to
out
that
there.
Club.
So did they have open tryouts every month?
Yeah,
every
they
week?
Had open tryouts. I think it was every Wednesday night.
So is it an amateur night, you mean?
Yeah, an amateur night. And there's a few amateurs there.
And so what did you do? You went there?
I went there, but first of all, I stopped off at a bar and had 2 Long Island Ace teas and brought a 6-pack with me. And I went there, and I finally went up on stage, and there was 300 people there because there was a feature, and it made me really nervous. And everybody gets nervous before they do anything public.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does, no matter how long they've done it. They just have the tools to do it better. But one night, I went in there, and I finally got my turn. I got on stage, and I had to wear a G-string.
Mm-hmm.
for the first time, and I didn't exactly know how it worked. Okay, so I go out on stage, and all
you had
the,
it backwards.
No, I didn't have it backwards. But all the dancers were sitting on the edge of the stage watching me that actually worked there because they like to watch the amateurs because they get, you know, a kick out of it. They giggle at the bad ones, you know, and the cellulite that hangs off of some of them. And I got up there and I danced around. The guys were screaming. They were all happy. They were holding ones out and I was grabbing them up and I'm bending over and I'm thinking, wow, they really like me. This is great. And I had my G-string on sideways, not backwards, sideways. And all the girls had seen that and they knew, you know, that I
was. How can you have it on sideways? I mean,
I had it on sideways and my vagina was. A lot
visible.
Of vagina was hanging out the side a little bit, and it was quite embarrassing after I knew, but I was already off stage.
And you got the tips.
Yeah, I got the tips, and one of the girls told me, but they thought it was the funniest thing. They were all dying. And you know what? I could laugh with them because they weren't really laughing at me, but they were laughing, and they also felt bad. You know, performers have a way of being like that.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. Comedians are like that, too.
So, after you got home that night, did you feel good about what had happened? I mean, did you have a good time? Did you end up...
You know, I think I passed out cold. I think I had a few
all
more after.
All those long Adamus teas, right?
Yeah. Excitement.
I wasn't going to waste the whole night on just that, you know.
Yeah.
I had to go out and have fun. But I did that. That was my first tryout ever. I didn't work there right afterwards.
Mm-hmm. But that proved to you that you liked doing it and that you could do it, right?
Not really. I was still nervous. I mean, I like to have a little bit of expertise in any subject before I encounter it, even though sometimes when you're a spontaneous person like myself, you don't need it, but you think you do. And that wasn't the first time I ever danced like as on a shift at a gentleman's club. But that's another story.
Wait. So this tryout wasn't the first time you danced?
That was the first time I danced, not the first time I ever worked for money.
Intriguing.
So, but it gave me enough balls to do it.
Okay, so we have to ask you, when was the first time? Tell us the story of the first time.
The first time I ever danced, I did an afternoon shift at the Edison Hotel, which was Club Ed, which is now Club Elite. I worked for Albert. He's the owner.
We've been there in an official show capacity.
I went down there, and, you know, if this night did not discourage me because of the events of that happened that afternoon, nothing would have. I was dancing. There were two guys on stage, and there was one guy on stage, and there were three guys on stage. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was trolling this stupid-looking kid baton and stuff. And, man, I look back on that and think how goofy I was. But
that has a certain appeal.
It's kind of working for me.
I always have sympathy for the new girls that are a little awkward because of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think anybody was as stupid as me to bring in props, though. But
it was better than like a Groucho Marx glasses and fake nose.
Really,
and a cigar, right?
My girlfriend was an older dancer, and she just thought it was so cute. But I was dancing on stage, and the worst part about this whole afternoon, I wanted to lose my mind. This old guy, he was sitting there in the audience, and he's holding up a dollar, you know, and I don't know exactly how I can say this on the radio, but he was masturbating in the dollar.
You can say that.
You can say that.
As repulsive as that is.
He masturbated and ejaculated into the dollar, and then he gave it to me, and I was so happy to get it because I'm a new dancer and I'm making money. And I grabbed it, and then he rubbed my hand all over his ejaculation.
Ew.
And that was absolutely...
Don't they have bouncers to beat people like that up?
Yeah, I immediately got off stage and said, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't care. Get this guy thrown out. I want to take a shower. I don't want to go back up.
But
at least when you do that, DJ Corey, you use 20s.
I'll tell you what, though. If that didn't discourage me from dancing, nothing would.
Yeah, wow. And so this was, you said, before your tryout.
No, that was after my tryout.
Okay, okay.
That was actually when I was working at the Edison Hotel, which is now Club Leak.
I put two and two together. Okay. So after this horrible experience, then?
I kept going.
You kept going. Did you go back to this place? Did you pick another club to try out next time?
I worked there. I worked at Anthony's. I worked.
You make it sound so blasé, like, oh, you just started working. So
I had an agent, and she books a bunch of different clubs, Talent Artist Enterprises. Her name's Jackie Carducci, and she's, like, wonderful. She thinks I'm the biggest, nuttiest person around. Hi, Jackie. Love you.
Would you represent DJ Corey or just women?
Pardon?
Would you represent him, DJ Corey, or just women?
Don't you think I have a lot of talent just inside waiting to...
I don't know. Maybe if you pulled your pants up, I could see your inside talent.
Wait, pull those pants up or down?
Up. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Get him tight, baby.
You know, believe me, you only have
he
to
he hasn't gotten there
the
yet, but you know what? Right. Hopefully we will.
It's not 11:30, but I'll be naked by 11:30, I promise.
Oh, God, yes.
You've got 5 minutes.
I love to see free penis.
Really? It's small penis.
But it's free. Don't look at gift penis.
Well, maybe it has a nice shape to it. Maybe it points out in one direction.
It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
See, I actually want to get tips from you because I would like your tips on how I'm a little fat right now, a little out of shape. How I can, like, I mean, you're a professional.
Don't you like your butt?
Well,
DJ,
I want your opinion.
Corey?
I want your opinion. Actually, maybe you could teach me
some. So you're going to pull your pants down later and show me your butt.
Pull your pants down for the diagnosis.
Whenever you're ready. I just don't want to make the show about... What?
She wanted to know if she could say a particular word. I think you can. A donkey word?
Okay. Mr. Producer, is it okay if I say...
No.
Okay.
What?
I have no... Okay, I have no idea.
Hello there, Mr. Producer.
You could.
Mr. Producer, did you see my special trick? Can you see it through the window?
I think he's busy with a dollar bill.
Come on, I think you should look. This is pretty funny. The sports guys before us were watching it through the window.
I think you distracted them very well for the last 30 seconds. Oh, you got one guy looking.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be the breastless bounce.
Yeah, you should
tell us exactly what happened. So that
well, that was amazing. So you, like, put your arms up over your head, like you're about to do a little dance, and then you, like, clenched your chest muscle somehow, and your beautiful, lovely, luscious breast bounced up and down like two delicious, ripe, succulent melons.
I think I put my hands up more so, you know, it would draw attention to my chest. But I could actually sit with my arms down and do it also. But you know what? He might not have caught it in there.
Oh, you can do it one at a time.
Especially with this camouflage type shirt. Yeah.
This is so great because, like, if you were in, you know, a situation where you needed to communicate with somebody.
A hostage situation you had to signal.
You could send Morse code with your breasts or any other kind of...
By breasts. Yeah, I don't know Morse code. Do they actually still use that?
Yes, not to get too weird, but when there was a U.S. airman captured in Yugoslavia, he actually pulled out threads from his sweater so they formed Morse code messages that actually carried a message saying he was okay to his family back home. So yes, it does get used. Anyway.
That's pretty interesting. I usually do it to the beat of the music. Da, da. I'll go da, 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 and then I'll use my right breast, da, da, towards the end of it.
Like some syncopated. Is that popular with the customers?
Actually, we could
synchronize breast bouncing.
They like your...
does the producer have any music ready, by the way? Oh, producer.
I guess not.
Oh, producer, my breasts are enhanced. Do you have any music ready for me?
Oh, he's left the room.
Oh, well. I think he needs a private
moment. Has left the building.
Yeah, he's gonna
We've overwhelmed him with all the attention.
So,
I guess, I was going to say if you're a college student, maybe you'd masturbate on a quarter or a nickel.
So, we have one thing clearly on the agenda, which is DJ Corey is not happy with his body's power over men.
Yes.
Right.
Clearly, he wants the advice of Frankie.
And we had been talking to you earlier, and you had some specific butt-related advice for him.
Or maybe we, go ahead, you also teach him some, like, dance moves, too.
We were speaking of your, butt or your arse earlier.
Yes, my arse.
And
that's like English.
Somebody said that you were quite obsessed with it, and I wanted to tell you that if you want it to stick out, you know, squats aren't always the way. You can lean forward like you're resting on the Stairmaster, and it'll make your butt bulk up like mad and be hard.
Really? So
this is coming
do the Stairmaster while leaning forward, like leaning on the console?
Yeah, leaning on the console.
Wow.
The one with the little numbers flashing.
I don't Stairmaster, but
well,
I'm gonna...
now's the time to start.
Stairmaster is wonderful. It just makes your butt and your thighs feel so nice and tight. Yep. And then it's nice and tight later for your man.
Words to live by. So as a professional who is basically like living off her body, like how do you keep in shape? Or is it just all natural?
I just live off my body. I cook eggs on my left breast. And
well,
I cook bacon on my right breast. And then I lick it up because I don't need any forks. Well, I'm just kidding.
How do you stay in shape? Or is it just like...
You know what? I try to work out and I try to walk. And I've been playing aerobic with a friend taxi driver. Hello, Mate. From Yellow Cab.
Mate, the luckiest taxi driver in the world.
Well, he is because I give all my friends who need rides his number to at work. And I played aerobic with him in Shenley Park like a week or two ago. And it was wearing, wonderful.
When you're playing a robi, are you wearing some, like, tiny triangle of spandex that's barely covering your
You know, I can't remember what I was wearing, but I think it was his clothes, and they're quite larger than mine. Mm. So, I mean, but some people say potato sacks would work. I don't want to blow my own horn, but I've heard that a few times.
So we were talking about your dancing career, right?
Yes, and how I make money off of my body.
Lucky you.
My bread and butter.
Your bread and butter, exactly. And specifically, I wanted to ask you a little bit, have you ever had any cosmetic surgery?
Yes, I have. I think I mentioned earlier that my breasts were enhanced to the producer, and they were enhanced.
When did you get this done?
1996.
Okay. So, like, kind of in the middle of your dancing career.
Yeah, kind of, I would expect. Yeah.
And this mutual friend of ours that actually introduced us, mm-hmm. who was a dancer, like, she said she was getting a lot of pressure from the other girls, like, oh.
Morgan.
Get a boob job.
She used to work at the Present Club. I work at Silky's.
Yeah.
It's the gentleman's club that they wear nothing but a smile.
And so did you find that to be the case? Was that why you got surgery, cosmetic surgery?
Well,
was it because the other girls were saying, oh,
from peer pressure,
you want to get the money, you need
but
the...
I think more or less most of the girls who want to get them done keep questioning all the girls that have them done, but they don't question me a lot because everybody tells me mine looks so real that they can't tell they're fake. And when they ask other girls questions, they usually ask the girls with breasts that look like baseballs, you know, because it's real obvious that you can tell, you know, that they're hanging out there.
Right.
I was going to say, they look real, but they look real on Planet Luscious Gigantor.
Well, I'm wearing a brassiere also.
Okay, like
a Wonder Bra? Does it lift and separate?
It's not a Wonder Bra. I've tried Wonder Bras on, to be honest with you, and they lift and separate it so much. I thought, like, I was going to have a problem with my thorax because, like, my boobs were up in my neck.
So did you notice a change after you had them done? Like, did customers respond to you differently? Did your tips go up?
My what?
Did your
did the tips go up? Did you get...
You know what? I make just as much money as I did before because I'm a good dancer and I'm proud of myself. I won Miss Nude Go-Go Best Legs in 95 and 96.
Wow. Good Lord.
Which is one of five titles besides the big title, Miss Nude Go-Go. It seems kind of cheesy, you know, in a way.
What are the other? Is there like Miss Nude Go-Go
Breasts?
Like there's Miss Nude Go-Go Best
Years?
Legs, Best Show. I don't know what else. It's been so
Best
long.
Butt, probably.
But and then Miss Nude Go-Go Queen,
is
whoever bought the crowd, really.
Oh.
So, but my question was, I mean, one would expect that if you got your breast done, that it would sort of draw in more money from the men. Was that true? Or did
you know what? It seemed to be about even. The guys who liked the girls with nice asses and nice legs. I mean, arses.
No, you can say that.
Okay. I got, and I was a phenomenal dancer. I just danced my little heart out, had fun at it. I was happy on stage, and a lot of the guys mentioned, you look like you're really having fun, and you really enjoy your job. That's what makes it so pleasant to look at you. And then when I got breasts, I got a different clientele of customers who like breasts, too, but they're all just as nice. They really are, and they appreciate the butt and legs, too.
Yeah. So do you have you ever had or do you have, like, regulars, people who come in just to see you?
I do. I have some, but I think I'm up and downstairs sometimes so often I don't get to sit and talk to them, and that's what really makes a good customer, I think, whenever you get to sit and talk to them and hang out with them. And I think I lose a lot of customers that way because I do a lot of private dances upstairs, which are very good, I might add.
And so, is this common? Is like, do a lot of the girls have, like,
a lot of
their
the girls
customers?
Do have regulars. My one friend, Corinne. Hello, Corinne. I love you.
Corinne, we love you.
And
yeah,
hello, Sydney,
show,
and everybody else there, because I don't know who's working tonight. And Mark, the manager, who isn't as bad as everybody says he is, and I love him. And
we should, Mark, if you want to call.
She has a really great regular customer, and he's so nice. He's got blonde hair. I can't remember his name, but I showed him the pictures of my bachelor party. I had my bouncer take pictures of my bachelor party.
Bachelor party?
I'm always very zany at those.
So you're getting married?
Oh, no. I do bachelor parties on the side working. Yes, of course.
I see.
And he comes in to see her all the time. He's a regular of hers. You know, I suppose He just enjoys looking at a beautiful woman. She's 6 foot tall with long blonde hair. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she still thinks that I top her, and I know I don't.
Well, let me interject with a brief note about the show. Anyone who wants to call in, especially Mark, the number here is 621-9728.
Yeah, I would like that.
621-WRCT. Please, like, I mean, we must be just be, like, killing our audience or something that they're not calling in. I would have expected the phone to be ringing off the hook tonight.
What?
Sorry? It's a Tuesday.
Well, we're always on Tuesdays.
So. Yeah.
I'm bursting with questions.
I'm not used to being here.
Actually, well, I'm bursting with questions. And actually, the first question is, and it's always been my dream to be an exotic dancer. And I was wondering, you know, we've got plenty of props here in the studio. And I was wondering if you and I could do a number together. I've got my C for DJ Corey. You could show me, like,
what other props do you have? Do you have any carrots or cucumbers?
All this, baby.
And carrots, two large microphones.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you mean, I'm not going to, like,
they're quite spongy on the outside. They might soak some juice up.
I mean,
I'm just being facetious, of course. But who knows?
Carrots or cucumbers?
Once you take your pants off, it might all
he
be
he does have a soda bottle.
No, I'm totally serious. Are we ready for a little live training here? Are you up for it?
It's even tackier than
so what are your questions? You seem very interested.
I don't want questions. I want live training.
Well, that's not going to make particularly good radio
live
for
train
our
you.
Listeners, is it?
Really?
Yeah, I could take you down to a club and show you what to do. But the it's a completely different venue with male dancers as mm-hmm. it is with females. Male dancers, they dance to real high energy music, and they just shaking that ass. They're shaking it. And they never stop. They're like, almost like what I'd like to say is rave, but it's not. It's like hip hop, and they just jig. And female dancers try to be more sexy, dance to slower songs, or they can dance fast too, and that's pretty sexy.
So yeah, do you choose your own music, or does like the DJ pick it for you, and does he let you know ahead of time what's going on?
I don't choose my own music at the present club I work at, Silky's, but sometimes I can get in a song here or there.
Let me interrupt. Every time you say Silky's, I think of the sports bar on Murray Avenue and Squirrel Hill.
And Squirrel Hill,
I'm
no.
Thinking, am I missing out on an
it
extra
is the club.
Okay.
It's the club right past Club Erotica on Island Avenue in McKees Rocks.
Oh,
and they've been remodeling, and it's starting to look really nice. They're going to put an awning out front, Silky's Gentleman's Club, I hear. So I hear. And
so anyway, I interrupted.
Go ahead.
You're saying
can you complain about songs if the guy slips in some Barry Manilow? Can you?
I don't want to complain about songs. You know what? I love my DJs so much. They always seem to play the best songs for me. There's Jamie and there's Mike. And Mike and Jamie always seem to know how to play what I like.
So you don't know ahead of time what they're going to play?
No. And so you know what? I just get up there and do it. A good dancer can dance to anything, and that's the challenge.
See, if you come on again, when you come on again, we should take you up on the challenge. We can
I think Alan's grinning like a maniac in there. I think he's got
a song three prepared. Songs that we know you can't do.
Oh, you have a song prepared.
In a Guide to Vita.
Is this the polka?
Yes.
I think so.
Well, right now, my hands are going back and forth.
Frankie is dancing in a way, although she hasn't gotten up off the couch.
Yeah.
But she's certainly working the torso.
I guess you could call it a
but my hips
dance.
Are shifting from side to side.
Yes, that's true.
And you know, my pants are so tight, and I am not wearing panties. It's kind of rubbing.
So it's working for you, huh?
Rubbing's a good word, right?
Yeah, rubbing.
Rubbing.
Thrusting.
Thrusting. It's thrusting against my pantyless.
Okay, Oktoberfest is over. Let's, So, but seriously, I mean, there comes a point during every show when the question has to be asked. Will you take off your shirt and show us your breasts if I get completely naked?
Yeah, well, I'll have to get out in front of the microphone. But, you know, it would be hard to describe exactly what I'm doing if I do that. But I'll try and squeeze back here and do it. But I do have a bra on, and it's kind of getting hot in here.
Really?
So I think I'll let out a little air. But it'll be good air because I used my secret, strong enough for a man but made for a woman.
It's pH balanced.
So are we ready?
Yeah,
I guess.
Anybody want to sing or hum a line?
As ready as we'll ever.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, where's that? Turn the polka music off.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
like,
the shirt is coming up over my waist. Dun,
wow, you are dun, fit.
Now it's over my breasts. Oh, I forgot about the glasses. I'm the dancer with the glasses. Everybody categorizes me as the librarian.
Although they're not very strong glasses. I'm trying them on. And
no, they're not. Okay, there's my bra. It's nice and tan. It's got floral designs. Is that not enough?
Enough with the polka music. Thank you.
I like the polka music. I think it's cool.
Well, I mean, your needs come first.
La, 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 la.
It's the only problem is
la, 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 la.
It's a little loud here. In this
loud. I guess our producer is busy. Okay.
So, we have them half out, so what do you guys think?
So it's only fair if DJ Corey now takes
out. Oh, gotta put my glasses back on.
What, you want me to take off my pants? Believe me, you don't have to ask me twice.
We've already asked you three
times.
You
know what, DJ Corey, why don't you take off your pants?
I'd be happy to. So,
Mr. I mean, producer, you're missing the best part. Come back.
See, the thing is, you have to...
Where yeah, he'll be watching. So,
are you...
Oh, we're taking off our shirt first.
Well, I...
Those are nipples.
See,
I don't know. See, it's all flabby. It's all gone to heck.
They are nipples, yes.
Those are nipples.
Tidy whities.
Those are the tiny little nipples that stick out that I like to chew on.
Really? Well, here they are.
I chew on and I do it like earlobes. I chew on it and I vibrate my
teeth.
See,
what are you going to learn? Tidy whities are out. It's from 1985.
It's kind of that's the only kind that Kmart sells in their, like, you know, junior men's section.
Are those BVDs?
They're like...
The signature collection.
Signature
from
brand. Is that the blue light special or is that the blue light always?
Wait, who's signature? Rue McClanahan?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is saying that. See, but that's the problem. See, I have no, unlike you, I have no sex appeal.
I've seen your breasts, though.
Bobby.
You know, I could nibble on those and make them quite pointy, like a vacuum cleaner was pulling them out.
They're right here, baby.
You know, so, I don't think I can get away from my microphone either, or my nipple that my hands and my shirt playing
wow.
with.
Wow.
All for you, listeners, who are not calling in.
See, I'm rubbing my left nipple, too.
It doesn't
all
do
all right, baby. Hey, let me rub my left nipple. I don't want to make yours left out.
Mine are hard enough to cut glass at this point, baby.
You know, I believe it. They're pointing at me, and I'm glad you're sitting about 3 feet away. Well, four.
Put an eye out.
Let's not forget that there's more just rubbing that thing. What's your feeling on losing the bra?
Losing the bra.
I take off the signature collection pants if you.
Well, in the harmony of the true stripper / dancer.
Thank you.
I think tips should fly.
Oh,
I'm not sure that we want to set that precedent on the show.
And I didn't want to fart, you know, although this may be a visual treat for those of us in the studio, especially.
Because I don't want to have to tip DJ Corey every time he, you know, gets a little randy.
But I wanted to ask you more about, like, your dancing.
Oh, I wish you could come over and stuff it in my bra.
Oh.
But then you'd have to take a break from your microphone.
You can talk serious if you want.
Oh, we have a caller, finally.
Yay.
Hello, caller?
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Howdy, did you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us and our lovely guest, Frankie?
I'm just enjoying the young lady. I hope she's young. She's not too old.
No, I'm not too old.
Young. She's young, sweet, and luscious.
And so you're not enjoying the rest of us whatsoever?
What about the thought of me in my underwear? Is that kind of...
Yeah, that's kind of repulsive. No doubt.
Well, I'm in my underwear as well.
That's very nice. I enjoy that a little bit better.
But see, this is radio, and you have no idea, like...
Do you think they should stuff some dollars in my bra, and then I should take it off?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah? Don't you think that would be a good incentive?
The viewers have spoken.
I feel like we're losing control of the show here.
So,
but
let me ask you...
Shouldn't we allow...
Yeah, I mean, did you have a question, comment, or concern other than saying hi to Frankie, sending a shout-out?
Hi, baby.
Yeah, that's about it.
You want me to take my top off?
Yeah.
And then when I do, shall I describe what's going on with them as I unleash the beasts?
We're so getting busted by the FCC.
So, I mean, I think we should...
They should quit the censorship now.
Would you like me to do it while you're on the radio with us?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Actually,
how about somebody undo the back? I'll have to go away from the microphone for a minute.
DJ Corey is the obvious choice.
Front hook or back hook?
I'm going to let DJ...
It's a back hook.
Underwear boy.
DJ Corey, the one in his underwear with his nipples pointing at me hard as a razor.
Well, I just have one suggestion, though. I wonder if I should be the caller's hands here, and the caller can tell me how he wants to do this, and then I can.
That sounds good to me, and maybe we could even share the microphone. What did you say, caller?
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so I'm going to walk.
Inching over, or,
he's going to walk over to me.
Okay.
We might share the microphone if you can both hear us, and I'm going to have him undo. The tent that I wear over my breasts.
We're getting tips from
the
you
want to do it?
I want to lean in and
you want to do it with your teeth?
Oh, that's a lovely
sneaker. The trainees come into the window.
That's Tommy Girl, and it's my favorite. And if anybody wants to buy me some, I work at Silky's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I love Tommy Girl.
Well, there you go, listeners.
Do they have that at Kmart? So you want me to undo your bra? I've never undone a bra in my life.
Wow, this is a first.
Warm my hands.
Do it with your hands instead of your teeth.
Okay.
Right.
Let me warm my hands in the crack of my butt.
How is that, caller? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so
he's got his hands on it.
Slowly undoing the clasp.
Let's see if he's sorry.
Wow, I won't say what size this bra is, but it's... Can I say what size this bra is?
Yeah, you can say. I think that's okay.
36D. That's D as in delightful.
Is that like D as in douche?
That's... Oh, there's nothing. It's perfect. There's no borderline perfect here. Okay, they're coming loose.
I thought I needed a little support tonight. Mm. So besides my listeners, all my friends that are down at Silky's listening, I would put a bra on. Okay, now you need to grab one of the straps.
Okay, so I'm taking the strap from the left side, maybe with my teeth. What do you think?
You can do it with your teeth.
Yes,
I would be comfortable with you taking it from your teeth.
I think the collar is long gone.
No, don't cross my boundaries, but you can take it with my teeth.
I'm lifting it up and pulling it sensuously down.
Okay, now there is a breast exposed. It would be the left breast.
The left breast.
Mr. Producer is definitely with his head turned also.
It's beautiful. It's got to be the most gorgeous breast I've ever seen.
Isn't that a great breast?
It is. A miracle of nature and mankind.
As well.
I think that I need the other strap removed.
Okay.
Because we cannot fulfill our callers.
Okay, I'm going to lean down. And I'm biting the
he's biting the right strap of my breast, and he's about to expose the right breast. He hasn't quite done it yet. He just pulled the strap down.
The strap's down, but the breast is still covered.
The bra sear is still over the breast. I think he's going to have to use his hand. What do you think?
Or my teeth.
I think he could use his psychic power.
I think he should use his hand and get the upper cup.
Okay. I'm peeling back the upper cup to explore.
Now you've just doubled the number of breasts in your life.
Now,
perfect breast.
Go hang this on Lance's head. See how he likes earmuffs. So what do you guys think of my augmentation? Do they look real?
They do look real,
actually.
Do you want to see what I can do with them?
Can you do more tricks?
I can do...
Can you blow smoke rings with them or something?
I can't blow smoke rings with them, but I've heard here tell some West Virginia girls doing things with quarters and ping pong bowls.
I've heard.
Lance, you look cool.
Although, that's a good look for you, Lance.
I wouldn't want to see that personally, caller, would you?
I was saying, with those bra on your head, you look a little bit like an Amish housewife.
I'm not sure Frankie's going to want to put this on after it's been on my head, but...
I think we've lost the caller.
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, baby. Okay, I'm going to bounce the left one with my pectoral muscles, and they really go up
high. Whoa.
And then the right one.
It's bouncing like
that. You could shoot grapes across the
room. I can do one at a time. I can do two at a time. But I only have two breasts, so I can't do three at a time.
So now what you've just done, which your viewers didn't see, is you grab both of your voluminous breasts with both hands and squeeze them together.
Making a virtual third breast.
You know what? There's this other motion I have.
You need to go a little lower.
I call it the wave of the ocean, but I don't know quite how to describe it. Would you gentlemen help me out? It's quite wonderful. This is my wave of the ocean.
Pinching one nipple. Whoa.
So that looks more painful than anything else.
Oh, yes. It's not. It feels just wonderful.
Really?
So she's shaking one of her breasts, her right one, up and down, over the nipple.
Sort of like
the waves are flowing up and down.
Sort of like as if you had picked up a rat by the tail and were swinging it back and forth.
But much more erotic.
In a more beautiful, sexy way, of course.
So what's your... What's your favorite part about dancing? What do you like about...
Well, anyways, wait, we should wrap up this call. So, Carl, we hope we've fulfilled your needs for the evening.
Well, he wants to go lower.
And
Caller,
I'll tell you what. Become the chairman of the FCC. Call us back.
Or you could come into Silky's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
That's right. And see it all,
baby. My girlfriends and I put on a great show. We all put our hearts into it. And that is an answer to Dr. Sexopoulos' question. that I get up there and I enjoy the hell out of myself on stage. I dance to the customer satisfaction. So, and I don't go up there to be sexy. I go up there and I just laugh and giggle and bounce. And it's wonderful.
So is it ever difficult for you, though? Is it like, are there... There must be days when you don't want to go. Like,
yeah, but
when
then I just flip my butt upside down while I'm like a backwards somersault and end up with my legs spread up in the air and, you know, flex my
and the customers
a
like
lot
that?
Of vagina in front of their face.
And they like that?
And yes, they do. They always get they a big kick right out of it. And if I stomp my feet on the stage and bang it with my big heavy heels, they seem to really attract that also.
Oh, if I come down there, my name's Frank. I'll say hi.
Frank, hey, my right. name's
Thanks,
Frankie
Thanks
down
calling.
There.
Frank and Frankie.
Thanks
if
for
our
calling.
Our producer, we're on the job.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, maybe some other Tuesday we'll be back on with me.
That sounds great.
So, I mean, I've been trying to... Being a control freak here, but I'm trying to like bring the conversation back to you, Frankie, and your job.
What was it that we left off with?
I don't know. I was just asking you like what you liked or what you didn't like. Like, is it ever, I was just wondering, like, it seems like it's got to be a very emotional job, right? You've got to be
is.
Up there.
It's very emotional.
I mean, as chipper and cheerful as you seem to be, you can't always be happy, right? Some days
no.
you have to be just, like, in a bad mood, and yet you still got to go up there and shake that thing.
Well, if I'm in a bad mood, I actually usually do really well. Or if I'm really tired and I'm lethargic, I go in there and I'm so tired. I just say the silliest things. And I just entertain everybody there, and that makes me feel good. I am studying to be a comedian, and making people laugh makes
yeah, you'd
me
mentioned
feel
that you,
good.
That you wanted to start doing stand-up.
Yeah, I've started a class at CCAC. There's only about 7 or 8 in our class, and so far I've learned some cardinal sins of what to do and what not to do, that I need a tape recorder, and I need to rant and rant and rant on tape.
Hey, it's worked for Dennis Miller.
Yeah, you know what? My friend Jeff Keys from Mount Lebanon, he actually... knew Dennis Miller.
Really?
Who is from Pittsburgh, actually?
He's from Pittsburgh. No kidding, yeah. He's from Castle Shannon or Mount Lebanon, one of those. I don't know that much about his beginnings. But he used to work down at the Village Dairy, which is like 2 blocks from my house. And mm-hmm. he was telling me all about him, how he went to see him in Vegas. And he's like, man, dude, he was still starstruck. I don't know why they're putting me up on. I just feel so weird. I don't know. Am I funny? Am I not? And his 2 friends, like, they just happened to be in Vegas, mm-hmm. saw his name flash across the screen. And the Pointer Sisters were supposed to go on, and he didn't, or they didn't, they were having a problem with one of the Pointer Sisters, and they're like, can you go out and give us a half hour? And
wait,
he
so
did.
So did Dennis Miller fill in for one of the Pointer Sisters?
He did.
Okay.
And in Vegas, in the big room, not the small room
yeah,
he was
cool.
supposed to do. And there was a scout in the audience, and it made him.
Wow.
It would have been funnier if he had filled in for just one of the Pointer Sisters, like, in the band, right, while they were singing.
So you guys still enjoying
dance.
My breasts? They're still out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying not to be rude, of course.
Yeah, okay. Right. So, well, it's not rude.
Well, I mean, I was.
This is a sex radio talk show, or I wouldn't have come on it.
Well, so and for our one caller, who seemed to be interested, how do you feel about the pants? Are they staying on? Are they coming out? I mean,
you know what?
I
think I'll keep the pants on for now. But you know what? If a producer would show some interest, maybe I would take some. You know, maybe his lips pressed against the glass since he's right looking at us. No, I don't think so.
No. Our producer's a shy man.
So what would you do in exchange for the lips against the glass?
Well, you know what? I still would like to see you wang your thing around. You still
so
are in your underwear.
DJ Corey was trying to do your breast trick. But
it's too small to wang around. I'm serious.
You know what? The more
penis.
You practice, the higher they jump. And, of course, mine are so huge, they jump high.
I can't even do it.
Me neither. I'm lacking the nerve ending.
You pull right from the shoulder muscle.
I don't even have
right
that
here.
Muscle.
Yeah, I don't think I have that muscle either.
Right here. You feel it right here.
Okay, let me feel it with my lips.
Okay, come over here.
Watch out for the boundaries.
He's touching it with his hand first.
Yeah.
And that's the upper
what
breast.
What
right here. You put your mouth right there,
okay,
baby.
Can I? I don't want to.
Yeah,
wanna
no. Just
I'm putting my
suckle.
Lips suckling on your.
Suckle,
chest.
My little
wow,
baby.
The, I can't believe this.
Now you can feel which muscle I'm doing
mouth.
It with. He's suckling on my breast right now. Are you gentlemen enjoying this, my co-host?
Watching him do that, I can't really say it's enjoyable.
That's because you're not over here.
Yeah, you have amazing muscle tone there.
But now you know which muscle to pull from, don't
well,
you?
Yeah. Sort of, although I should suckle some more. I'm not really sure.
You can suckle
I have
my
other
breast.
Muscles that studies. Flex.
There's got to be some sort of highly specific workout targeted towards just that muscle that can put you in the same you know, breast-shaking class.
I don't know if we can, but Frankie was requesting that we go late, but I don't know if we're going to be able to.
One of our co-people can ask whether our
producer is
anyway. If I show my wang, what do you do?
If you show your wang, the call of it's still listening now.
No, he's... Yep.
He's still listening.
Oh, we'll hear me take my pants off.
Oh, right.
But I'll have to pull them over my pumps.
Because your pumps aren't coming off. I like
no,
that.
No, but you know what? They're wide enough that I could slide them over my pumps as they slide down my arse.
Okay. These are the Kmart Special Signature Collection coming off.
I don't know if I really want to see this, but... I avoided your genitals last time.
See?
Oh, small my. Penis. Those are genitals. Hello, Mr. Genitals.
Well, it's cold. You're flaccid.
Hey, this is a sex
talk
show.
You're a grower, not a shower.
It's little. I know it's little. Look, I mean, it grows a little bit when it gets erect, but as it stands.
So to speak.
Oh, by the way, assistant producer, my nipples are erect. He just winced with his lips and gave me the thumbs up.
Oh, right.
You're missing the goodies,
see,
Lance.
I mean, not porn star.
Okay, so now I have to pull my pants down.
Well, what happened to DJ Corey's pants?
Okay, well, I'm going to go away from the microphone and do this in the middle of the floor so all of you can view it. But the three of you have to describe everything that's going on. Right. Is that a deal?
We'll let DJ Corey describe it. His sexuality will allow him to be more impartial.
Right.
Yeah, and I was going to say, go ahead and do that. And do we have extra time or not?
We have 5 minutes
okay.
at most.
Okay, well, that's the perfect time to do this, then.
You're standing up. I actually want to describe you a little bit. What celebrity do you look most like? You're blonde, obviously,
yeah,
so you're a little bit like...
When I was thinner, people all told me I looked like...
Thinner?
Uma Thurman, yeah, there's a little...
You've got the big beast on lips, head. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Go-Go contest, I actually did a skit, the Jackrabbit Slim Twist contest.
Uh-huh.
So let's not forget that she's not mic'd, so no one can hear what you said.
Okay,
so the idea is that you look a little bit like Uma Thurman, and there was some kind of Jack Sprat slim...
Jack Rabbit Slim dance contest.
It's a famous dance from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. All right.
We can hear you, but unfortunately our listeners can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to describe...
DJ Corey's going to...
She is tan.
So
fit
you're,
and relaxed.
So DJ Frankie has these beautiful, like, 6-inch pumps. She's got her back to us.
You can have a mic in your hand if you'd like, Frankie.
Yeah, can we do that? Let's just de-mic it and then... all right.
Okay, now I have a mic in my hand. So instead of describing if I would like to interject, I can.
That's right.
You can leave it.
Well, the show's all about you, right?
Well, you know, I thought it was a sex radio talk show.
It is.
And I'm in a sexual industry, but...
And she's working that button right now?
I'm working that button.
So she's wearing these ultra-tight pants that are, like, sprayed on black... And
black pumps.
And they look like painter's pants.
They do. They have the big side pockets.
Yeah, I was wondering what accessories you have in each of your pockets.
My girlfriend Jenny gave me these. My best friend Jenny.
Hello,
she's also known as Tara, even though I probably should not have divulged that.
I guess you just gave away a secret, didn't you?
Yeah, probably.
So
she'll forgive me.
Do most dancers, like, take a second name, like take a stage name?
Yes, they do, but my zipper's coming down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have a zipper.
Is everybody
zipper,
getting
you know?
A good view of this?
Frankie, why don't you zip it back up, put the mic down.
Okay, I will.
Just
zip it
our,
back
our...
up and put the mic on it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
How about our audience?
I think
how about our callers?
There you go.
Did we all hear that?
So the pants have been unzipped, and what's kind of sexy is that you have both a pierced belly button, and I can't help but think, and you have no underwear on, which is definitely very odd. I mean,
how are you sure I don't have hip huggers on?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, because I mentioned it earlier.
I know nothing about women anyway.
Oopsie.
And it looks like you've got maybe either no pubic hair. Oh, you're swinging your breasts back and forth like...
boing.
Like there's no tomorrow.
Boing.
Like,
this is what I do, like,
Carol
when I'm
King
on lap, doing a lap dance. I, like, go, well, I go boing, boing, boing with each breast.
Oh, right.
And then when I'm lap dancing on the guy's laps, I go boing, boing, boing on them.
Hold on.
Jumping
something's
down,
boinging
like
under there. I'm not sure what it is. I just don't want to know, but it's under there.
Maybe.
And it goes boing, and I say boing, and I think they actually like it.
Maybe you should be giving me a lap dance.
Oh,
or,
really?
Well,
you know, I think that's going to cost you, Chester.
Well, you know,
cost?
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm, like, naked? Well, you should.
Well,
okay, now what am I doing?
She's sliding the hip pants past her hips.
And you know what's really cool about pants
crack.
And taking costumes off on stage is when you have it just trailed across your butt crack and you can see a little woman, petite feminine app. Arse.
Did you say ass?
Crack.
That is a very petite feminine ass. It's very attractive.
I got the fingers up on that one.
Maybe the
just
producer
gliding across the ass. Mr. Producer Assistant, what do you think about this? Is that another? Oh, that was the kissy poo. Okay.
Did you want me to pull down your pants with my teeth again?
Yes, I think that you should pull them down with your teeth.
Okay, like,
what do you think? Let me do it so everyone else can see and comment.
I don't want to cross your boundaries. I mean, like, if my face ends up your butt, will that be uncomfortable for you?
Oh, no. I love having my arse licked. My grundle, my arse.
First, I'm going to start on the side, sort of.
Centrally on
the left butt cheek.
How can we not be photographically documenting this?
Well,
so...
You know what? I'm full of material, and I'm always available at other times.
Yeah, I feel like we've hardly gotten a chance to ask you any questions.
That's okay. We have a lot of material for other times.
And now that we're getting all the...
How is Frank doing, our listener?
Oh, yeah. Well, so now the pants are...
The pants are coming down my thighs. Oh, they slid right down my thighs. But, you know, I need somebody to take them off.
Oh, over the
I need to hold onto your shoulder, DJ Corey.
Kiss your feet, you worm.
So, yeah, DJ Corey is now on his hands and knees like some sort of submissive.
He's pulling them off my 6-inch pumps.
Pulling your pants.
Now I'm completely naked.
Completely butt naked.
Like I said earlier, I did not wear any panties.
And she's parading around the room.
And I was correct about your...
How does it look? You were correct.
It was gorgeous. Your vagina area, even though I'm not an expert, is
it's
gorgeous.
It's very shaven.
Very well
also.
Groomed. Like, see, I don't shave
so
my
is
own
that,
vagina.
Do you want to see what I can do with it?
Yeah.
Should I hold the microphone down just like the zipper, see if maybe they could catch it?
True.
I don't know.
Lord.
It's
does
such
it,
a slight
good Lord,
human
does it make
movement.
Sounds?
Okay, is everybody watching?
Yes, although this
Mr.
is...
Mr. DJ producer, you better get over the window here. Okay.
I don't think it's going to be
No, I need
actually.
I need narration here.
Okay, so wait.
Are we ready?
I mean, you're,
okay, so...
She's lying down on the floor. She's in the gynecological position, ready for the pap smear.
No, without...
I feel like I should... No, I think that's ruining the mood. Now she's slapping the microphone against her most sensitive areas.
So the next person on the microphone gets to smell good.
The sports line guys are going to love this. So I can tell that you're like winking your anus at me, which is kind of interesting. But
that's my anus, but you know what? My full-out vagina is also winking.
Oh, the vagina is winking.
In case you didn't know.
Well, I'm more, anal, you know, I focus
you know
more
what,
on anus.
I try to hold that anal cavity in, but it just wants the wing.
Yeah, well.
It could be my hemorrhoids.
That's true.
They do have
it. Say it again.
At least I don't have to stuff them up in my butt like one dancer I encountered in my life about 7 years ago.
Had to do what?
She would stuff her hemorrhoids up her butt before she would dance nude.
Oh,
and I was like, how long is that going to last?
It's killed the mood for
me.
Yeah,
my erection has gone all the way down. Like, I
didn't get to see it, though. Your
it's
legs
not,
are over there.
I don't have an erection.
So
I have a tiny, tiny... Yes,
your powers are powerless against him.
So
wow, now she's getting up. Wow.
Pulled back her like external labial lips and showed us some of the... Some of the
yes,
I can see your kidneys.
We love you for what's
no,
what
wait.
You have inside.
If I open it up, I have a question to ask you. Can you guys now see my esophagus? I must credit that to my girlfriend Karen. I borrowed it from her.
I see some kind of moist pink internal area. I'm not sure.
There's a moist pink internal area. I think it's a vulva area.
Okay,
the vulva, and my girlfriend Karen. I came up with that years ago. And it's quite interesting, and you know,
by the way, we do have to announce that this is WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
no, and we have to.
She hasn't realized who they need to shut down immediately.
Last day
and we have to send a huge shout out to Andrew for letting us have this extra 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Smells good too.
Well, you're a professional.
So I don't even know what a woman's vagina smells like. I mean, like it's
here. Take a whiff. Here's my fingers.
Hey, that's not bad. I mean,
it could be better. I think.
You're not saying the most
here, come smell
thing
it again.
This demonstration has been Frankie's professional mic technique through this.
Yeah, I always thought. I mean, never having been in the vagina, I always thought I was supposed to.
So who's going to want the mic in the middle of the couch next show?
I think there's going to be fights over that.
Fighting for it.
I'll just leave my pants in the middle of the floor. I'm pretty comfortable with being naked. How does that look, associate producer?
He's speechless. Well, he's saluting.
Would you like to see me wink it at you?
Unfortunately,
baby. Do I make you horny?
Unfortunately, we only have about 2 minutes left. So
but am I making you horny? Am I making anyone
I will
horny?
Let you guys take the show back over and only answer what I'm questioning.
Oh, no.
I have one question before we go, which is, This has been a fabulous show. Clearly, we'd like to repeat it with you and other strippers. So tell us the secret. How do we get them on the show?
Oh, I was just tucking myself. Excuse me.
But you have to understand, it's not because anybody could ever be as good as you. It's just on the
days
when you can't make it.
I think that, you know, I have a lot of good friends that are dancers, strippers, and I just like that word. Excuse me, girls.
But could any of them possibly be as vivacious and fun as you? I don't think so.
You know what? I think some of them could be, but they'd really have to try hard. it comes to me.
And we hardly
scratch. And I love it, and that's why I'm pursuing a career in comedy.
We hardly get to scratch the surface with you. I want to talk about customers. I want to talk a little bit more about plastic surgery. I want to talk about the other dancers.
Bring me back another time.
Talk about the clubs, the whole deal, yeah.
I would love to bring my friend DJ Mike in.
Yeah.
Fantastic as well.
Absolutely.
He's great.
That could be great.
The more the
merrier. He, like, sees me jig into a song out on the floor. I'm not even on stage. And remembers, like, 3 or 4 days later that I like that song and plays it for me. He's just wonderful.
That's great. Well, we'd love to get him on the show again. And
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, we have 15 seconds left.
Do you have any parting words for us,
so,
Frankie?
Ride hard. Upstairs with me at Sulky's.
Okay. Right. With that, it's been a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for coming.
Frankie, you're a dream. WRCT Pittsburgh, we said that already. Good night.
Thank you, Frankie.